It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
Well, the new era of the Mets started with another L. Andy Green is 0-1. It didn't work, David Stearns. What the hell? Listen, I'm going to get to Carlos Mendoza a little bit later, but I think everyone here is missing the big picture right now with this New York Met team and what has happened so far and the need to move on from Carlos Mendoza and whatever. Like, it is what it is. They got rid of him. He had to go a long time ago. I disagreed with it. It's not Carlos Mendoza's fault. It's one person and one person only. It is David Stearns' fault that the Mets are a complete and utter disgrace. When the Mets won in 2024 and they moved on to the NLCS and Steve Cohen sat there and said, "This is the standard. This is what we want to have the New York Mets fan feel on a regular basis. This is where we have to be at every single year." The fact that we're sustained success going to the playoffs every single year, that needs to be the MO. That's what we have to do. And that's going to be us every single year. That's basically what Steve Cohen said in that minute conference, after celebrating, moving on to the NLCS. As he said, this is what we want the New York Mets fan to feel on a regular basis. And since that moment, since losing in the NLCS, the team has basically gone downhill since last June. And this offseason, in an offseason where everybody screamed and said there was one thing the Mets need to do, it was focus on the starting pitching, because that was the problem. And David Stearns took the opportunity to basically turn this franchise upside down, because they missed the playoffs by a game in a season where he couldn't fix the team. He couldn't figure out who to trade for, how to fix the bullpen, how to fix the starting pitching. How about that? Didn't do it. Couldn't figure it out. Get a starting pitcher. Nope. Nolan McLean, he saved Nolan McLean for the 2026 season so that he could have an opportunity to win a Rookie of the Year. Remember that. Nolan McLean pitched 8 games last season and pitched great in 8 games, but could have been called up sooner. But David Stearns was focused on giving him an opportunity to win the Rookie of the Year. By the way, the benefit is I think the Mets get like a pick or a prospect or something like that for winning a Rookie of the Year. There's some sort of Fugazi thing that he was focused on. How about putting the best team on the freaking table? And David Stearns doesn't do that and hasn't done that and thinks that he knows more than anybody else in this world. But the problem is what he did in smaller market teams, with smaller market teams, it doesn't work here. It doesn't. When your payroll on opening day is the highest payroll in the league, you can't go and be one of the worst teams in the league after 81 games. After halfway through the season, you can't have this. This is all David Stearns thinking he knows better than everybody else. And I love the question about regret. Did you hear the people chanting Pete Alonso? Do you regret any of these moves? And he said, hey, there's a lot of things that haven't worked out the way we wanted to. The record says what it is.
We are who we are. We're not winning games. And things didn't work out. And we need to do our best to get it to work. Well, David Stearns, I'm sorry. You have completely failed, and you've set this organization back years. Years. Don't let anybody sugarcoat it. Don't let anybody tell you that David Stearns is actually making this franchise better. It may just be this year, and next year he'll have another good shot at it, and he could fix this. I'm sorry, so far, in this short time, I have not seen him do anything well with this franchise. Oh, wait, hold on. I am so sorry. I made a mistake. He found a nice back of the rotation pitcher in Clay Holmes. He happens to be the ace of the staff because everybody else sucks. But Clay Holmes, he figured that one out. He's not a closer. He's a back of the end rotation guy. Good. Okay. Oh, sorry. And another one. He found a good backup catcher in Luis Torrens. Okay, that's two. Oh, and you know what? He found a decent utility guy in Jared Young. Jared Young's been playing great baseball. Guy, got to give him that too. So in 3 years, 2.5 years, we found a back of the end rotation guy in Clay Holmes, a backup catcher in Luis Torrens, and a utility man in Jared Young. That's what we hold our head on with David Stearns? I'm sorry. You are failing this franchise. You were failing the fan base, and you failed what Steve Cohen asked and said. Steve Cohen said, this is the feeling back in 2024. This is how we want our fan base to feel all the time. We want them to feel excited and relief when they move on to next round and get into the playoffs and all this stuff. He wants us to feel like we are kings of New York, like the New York Knicks in their championship run. That's what David Stearns wanted us to feel like. And instead, we've gone backwards. We've gone backwards. Why? Because David Stearns is too busy trying to figure out backup catchers, backup utility men, and back of the rotation starting pitchers. That's what he's doing. You have the world at your fingertips with Steve Cohen's money. He has never said no. He told you, go spend the most money on Juan Soto. And he gave him that opportunity. There's no, besides the Dodgers, besides the Yankees, besides maybe one other team, no other owner would say, yeah, just go stupid. Just get him. Nobody else is doing that. Hal Steinbrenner has his limitations on how much money he wanted to give Juan Soto. At the end of the day, there was a final offer, and the Mets went above and beyond. And David Stearns has failed that. David Stearns has taken that, has brought in one of the best players in baseball, and has completely ruined the franchise. Because he doesn't know how to, A, balance a team, I guess, or just go and stack a team. Like, realize you have a rare opportunity to go and get the best players. You don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about, oh, he's not good in 3 or 4 years from now. Go out and win a championship now. That's all you had to do. Instead, you play games. You go for Jorge Polanco. Everybody and their mother knew you were trading for Freddy Peralta and Luis Robert Jr. Let me tell you something about Luis Robert Jr. He's a loser.
He has been on a loser organization in Chicago. The moment he left, who's in first place in the AL Central? The White Sox. Why? Because they got rid of a loser in Luis Robert Jr. But that's the guy that you wanted to go after and put him in the outfield. Guess what? He hasn't played in, what, a month? 2 months almost? And when he was here, he wasn't all that good anyway. Oh, and Freddy Peralta. Oh, my God. Five and fly. Six and suck. Or the other day where he goes less than three innings and 10 runs. And he goes, I got time to improve. With no accountability whatsoever. Cut his ass. Get him out of here. Trade him. He should have been with David Peterson going to Chicago. To the Cubs. It is embarrassing. And I don't care. We'll sit there and talk about Mendoza's issues. We'll sit there and talk about whatever you want. Steve Cohen, whatever you want. David Stearns is the culprit. And you want to know what? Yeah, I want him gone. There's nothing he can do to fix this mess. All he's going to do is try to find more analytical ways to approach things and find more analytical ways to quote-unquote fix things. But guess what? All of those analytics have backfired in the first year and a half after going into the playoffs. His first major offseason, everything backfired. It's all backfired. Last year's trade deadline backfired. I gave you the three things he's done well. And they're nothing to hang your hat on. I'm sorry. They're just not. So what are we doing? Sure, the season's done. It's dead. Maybe it would be stupid to fire him right now. Especially because he has, what, another 2 years, $20 million coming his way? Yeah, maybe it's dumb to fire him right this second. It's a bad investment. Well, I'm pretty sure Steve Cohen has paid off bad investments before. I'm pretty sure he paid Robinson Cano to go away. I'm pretty sure he paid Frankie freaking Montas to go away. Again, David Stearns, Frankie Montas. Nobody in the world, I'm talking about the world, was looking to sign Frankie Montas except for one guy. One guy, David Stearns. Eureka, you did it. You failed. And you say, oh, but it'll put back this organization more. How much further back can it go? How far back can this team go? This organization, we are one of the worst teams in baseball this year with the highest payroll in baseball this year. How is that even possible? When we talk about 1992 and 93 and the worst team that money could buy, we're talking about a payroll that was, okay, it was expensive, but it wasn't $400 million. That is what Steve Cohen is paying with the luxury tax and the thresholds. $400 million for the worst team in baseball that basically after the first inning, they're out of every game. Then I go watch my 16-year-old at a showcase and I watch two doubleheader up in Cortland and they're playing clean baseball. Fundamentally sound baseball. And then I go and put on the Mets and a doubleheader on Wednesday and I want to put my head through a wall because no one can field. Six errors on the infield. And that's not including Brett Beatty diving head first or slamming into the wall and basically disregarding trying to catch a ball because he doesn't know how to play it in the outfield. I mean, what are we doing? It has been the worst season I have ever seen by any franchise in this town. You can sit there and talk about the Jets and how bad they've been over the past few years. Guess what? I predicted that the Jets were going to be bad with Aaron Rodgers when he came here. I didn't know he was going to get hurt, but I predicted that that was going to be a failure. I wasn't surprised by that. I wasn't surprised when the Giants went through their struggles. I wasn't surprised when the Knicks were dead and buried for years. This is a complete surprise. A team that had a core that nobody wanted anymore. Nobody would want Pete Alonso. No. He is basically a bad ball player. You know, in a few years from now, you're going to realize he sucks. I'm still waiting for it. I'm still waiting for Pete Alonso to start being a terrible ball player. And you know what? In 5 years from now, if Pete Alonso falls off the face of the earth, I'll call David Stearns up himself and say, you know what? You're right. You were right. He's not good anymore. He's not. You're right. You nailed it. David Stearns, you nailed it. Pete Alonso is now a bad baseball player. But that's not today. And I'm sorry. Even Jared Young having the most craziest defensive, impressively defensive game of all time versus the Phillies today doesn't take away from how bad the first basemen have been for the New York Mets. Whether it's Wagamon, whether it's Jared Young, whether it's, I can't even say Polanco. Has he played a game there? Mark Vientos, Brett Beatty, you name it. Who's ever played that position has been a dumpster fire. We joke, scooping. Who knows how? So why is scooping such a big deal? Well, you want to know why? Because otherwise you make 6 errors in a game in the infield. That's why. I am beyond done with this team this year. And I'm done with David Stearns. And I don't care. And if you want to say, well, who's going to come in and fix it? Guess what? Start the search now, Steve Cohen. Find somebody else that you think could fix this. Go and ask people that are in the business that know their ass from their elbow in baseball and find somebody else. Because guess what? David Stearns is not it. And I'm sorry. I ain't going through another 2 years of hell with David Stearns trying to, quote unquote, make this work. I'm going to try to make the farm system work. How about you win games at the major league level? And you had the opportunity to do both. Because again, Steve Cohen has stupid money. There's no salary cap. The CBA hasn't been agreed upon yet. There's no strike yet. There's no lockout yet. You could do whatever you want. Steve Cohen, please go and let me pay as much top dollar for the best pitchers, the best rotation, the best everything. Just give me the money. We'll fix it real quick, and then we'll work on building the farm system, but we could win at the same time. You had it all. You had it all. And instead, you threw it in the garbage, and now us Mets fans have to sit here and watch this crap. And we have to hear Steve Cohen in the beginning of the season say, you know what, can we fill the ballpark? Guess what? It ain't going to be filled if it's... And I keep on hearing these numbers. Oh, they sold 30,000. Yeah, that was all, before the season started, you sold those tickets. You're not getting more. People are not going to go to the ballpark. I'll go in September. When Pete Alonso comes to town, I'll go in September. But I am not going to go on a regular basis to see this crap that you put out there. And by the way, Zach Thornton, good for you.
going out there and getting a quality start. Six innings. He won six innings today. But as an organization, too little, too late. Sorry. Nothing to do with Andy Green. Nothing to do with Carlos Mendoza. Nothing to do with Zach Thornton. Nothing to do with the fact that they lost again 2-1 to the Phillies. Nothing to do with any of that stuff. David Stearns, you sat on your freaking hands. You sat the past 2 months sitting there saying, I'm not taking questions on Carlos Mendoza every 2 weeks. There's nothing to see here. Everything is fine. Let's just chip away. Positive Tommy my ass with the chipping away. There was nothing to chip at. They're chipping at an imaginary golf ball. That's what they're chipping away at. They're not even using the golf club. And if they are, it's a Fisher-Price golf club. It's plastic. It's garbage. It is a complete joke of a franchise. And I talked to someone today that was like, oh, you know, the Mets fans will be okay. No. This is why Mets fans have issues. Because we were right there. It felt like this franchise had turned the corner. And then you know what? You know what happened? We got kicked right in the ass. And the rest is history. 888-808-1019. Let me catch my breath. Let me do a couple laps. We'll take your phone calls. Linda Moose, Josh Mike, Danny Tony. I'll get to you guys. This is the first time I was able to like let it all out. I'm not done yet. I don't know if I'll ever be done with the season the way that it's going. But I'm like losing my mind watching this franchise, watching this team play. It is, I've never seen a season go this bad before. And we've seen bad seasons. We've gone through the Ike Davises. We've gone through the soups, the Eric Campbells of the world, soups on, as Steve Summers used to say. We've seen some really bad teams. And this is by far the worst.